I grew up in Champaign. I'm a local boy, and I grew up watching the Chief and going to football games and standing during halftime and watching the Chief come out and getting excited alongside of thousands of other fans. And when I found out there was an opportunity, I jumped at the chance, literally, to try out. And so since then, history has made itself.
Has the talk about possibly retiring the Chief or the people being more concerned about this, a controversial mascot, has this gotten more and more attention since you left school, or was this something a pretty big deal back then, too?
When I tried out was when the controversy started to flare up in intensity. And I believe in the tradition today as much as I did back then. Had I not, I wouldn't have tried out. I think there is a large and silent majority that is out there, but I believe that over time, over the last 15 years or so, that the constant attention to the controversy at the various levels of interest has made it difficult in terms of being able to maintain that support. And as you can see, how people perceive Native American symbols in college sports.
So is there some sort of informal group, something that was called the Council of Chiefs?
When you become a chief, you become part of a small and special fraternity. There are 27 or more of us that are still alive today, and everybody who has been a chief is invited to be a part of the group that has been in constant conversations with the university. There are some that are more active than others. The term Council of Chiefs is a very loose term. We do not call ourselves that. We're just a group of former chiefs that have always had an interest in maintaining the tradition, and we have ongoing been a part of conversation with the university on how to make sure that happens. We have proactively been in touch with the university off and on for years in just making sure the tradition is moving forward. With the ruling with the NCAA, that's created opportunity to work with the university much closer on this tradition. Nothing, no decisions are made. We just want to make sure that we are as up to date with what's going on as they are.
What about the cost to the athletics here? I know that's not for you to decide, and probably, you know, glad you're not in the trustee's shoes. But
yeah. Well, to answer that, I first off, you know, the position that I think we collectively have is that the NCAA should never have provided a ruling on this. I think it's outside of their realm. However, we have to live in that, and I think that's part of our discussion. How does the university maintain the tradition in light of the ruling? And it's a difficult situation, but we're trying as hard as we can to maintain the tradition as it stands right now.
So what would you like to see happen? The trustees would have to make some formal decision and perhaps turn over these halftime festivities or whatever would take place to your group or someone else, but what would you like to see done?
You know, it will be a sad day if that is actually the case. My hope it doesn't get that place. Right now, our focus is to maintain the status quo. So until we actually have to face that reality, I'm going to hold out on the hope that the tradition continues.